To get into the World Trade Organization, the nation of Vietnam is willing to make concessions with other WTO nations when it comes to trade.
Currently, Vietnam is not a member of the WTO, so in order to enter the WTO, which they definitely see as their long-term interest, they have made these concessions to not only the United States, but all other trading partners in the WTO. And so that's why it seems one-sided. In this case, it is.
And U.S. Agricultural Attaché to Vietnam John Wade says Vietnam is hoping to reach the prestige associated with entering a formal trade relationship with the U.S. and use that as a catalyst to receive acceptance into the WTO. So what are the chances of Vietnam's petition for entrance into the WTO being accepted by member nations?
It looks promising that by the end of this year or next year. Prospects are good for that, but again, you can never guarantee those sort of things. So it looks good for WTO accession at the end of this year, maybe early next year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.